In order to understand the diverse impacts that women had on the civil rights movement, we need not look further than Birmingham, Alabama. In the early 1960s, Birmingham was one of the most segregated cities in the South and was a place where many civil rights organizers feared. In 1963, however, Birmingham would become the epicenter of the ongoing civil rights movement. In mid-1963, civil rights activists would lean heavy on Birmingham with a campaign they called Project C, for confrontation. Project C focused on recruiting Birmingham students of all ages and genders to march in downtown protests against segregation. The girls and women of these protests were seen as the heart of the campaign, keeping the momentum going as students were met with mass arrests, high-powered fire hoses, and police dogs. The efforts and successes of Project C in Birmingham would later be credited as paving the way for the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Later that year, in the shadow of the successes of Project C, four special little girls would unwillingly give the ultimate sacrifice to the cause of equal rights. On September 15th, 1963, Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, and Denise McNair were killed in a bomb blast at the 16th Street Baptist Church in downtown Birmingham. The savagery of the attack reverberated throughout the world and affected countless lives. One such life is that of Carolyn McKinstry, who was 15 years old at the time and was in the church when the bomb went off.
The memory that's etched in my mind is that Sunday, because we were all wearing white. It was Youth Day. Everybody was sort of bubbly and laughing and excited about what was going to happen. I did not attend their funeral, so the last image I have in my head is of that Sunday, everyone dressed in white, laughing and talking, and preparing to come into the sanctuary. I'm glad that that's my last memory, and I did not go to the funerals for that reason. I wanted that to be my last memory, as opposed to the memories you will have at a funeral.
McKinstry since has focused her life on finding ways to better understand how to bridge human differences, and now works in ministry focused specifically on reconciliation.
Forgiveness is not an option, it's an imperative, but it's also something very good for us, because it is by letting go of that that we can move on. When we carry those things around, it's like a weight, and it's very difficult to really do all of the things that you might be called to do. As in the case of the bombing of this church, I sat right in front of the bomber at the trial. I had to forgive him. He looked like someone's grandfather by that time, but not just a nice old man. But I forgave him, and I began to realize the importance of not carrying all of that extra baggage.
Interviews on this segment were conducted by Harleen DeLeon from USU and Anish Miboot and Laura Ribbles from the University of Washington. Support for the USU Civil Rights Pilgrimage 54 Strong is made possible in part by our members, the USU Access and Diversity Center and the USU Diversity Council, cultivating diversity of thought and culture and serving the public through learning, discovery, and engagement. Jason Gilmore and his students were reporting from Birmingham, Alabama for Utah Public Radio.